You may be seated. Mark chapter 10. There are two verses I want to read out of Mark chapter 10. Somewhere along the line, I'll try to tell you what we're aiming to do or begin tonight. I don't know, I might have to finish tomorrow night. But I want to look at two particular verses, and then I'm going to start asking some questions that need to be answered before we can qualify for what God wants us to have or do or understand or receive or he wants to manifest. In Mark chapter 10, we have the story of the rich young man, or the rich young ruler, some call him. And he acknowledged of his religious connection and how much he loved God and called God master. But I want to read two verses, the 22nd verse. Then we're going to read another verse that I thought was not complimentary to this verse, but yet challenging to this verse. Jesus had asked him, you know, to make commitment and then follow me. That's what Jesus had asked him. Make commitment to this, and I want you to follow me. I want you to sell everything you got and give it to the poor, and then I want you to follow me. That's, anybody read the story?
Yes, sir.
That's the way it goes. He said, then I want you to follow me. I want you to sell everything you got. I want you to sell it. And sell whatever thou had. Look at the 21st verse. Then Jesus beholding him, he told Jesus how much he loved him. And the 21st verse said, then Jesus beholding him loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way. Sell whatsoever thou hast. And give to the poor. Now, when I read that, I saw something. I mean, here we're talking about a rich young ruler, right? Yes. Then the Lord says, one thing thou lackest. What are you talking about? That man not living in on lack. Man, that man rich. But then the Lord says, one thing thou lackest. I want you to hold on to that statement for a few moments because I believe when the revelation comes, that statement will assist you in understanding it. All right? Well, I know where I'm going. I already, but I want you to, one thing that I lack is, even though the man was rich, but then the Lord saw it from a different perspective. Actually, to some degree, God called him broke. Even though he had a lot of things. Prosperity is not just money. Prosperity is real estate. Houses. Money. Prosperity is businesses blooming. God has many ways to prosper you. Silver and gold. Are you following it?
Yes,
sir. So we have some biblical concept of why he said to this young man, he said, one thing thou lackest.
Yes, sir.
One thing can mess you up.
Yes,
and he told himself to take up your cross and follow me at the end of the 21st verse. And he was sad at that saying. And went away grieved, sad and grieved. For he had great possession. You see, do you see that? Say something to me, girl. I'm looking at you. Did you see that? Right, everybody here got to be involved now. Then we go to the 28th verse. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all. You remember Peter had that miracle with those fish in the 5th chapter of Luke and saw, and that's when they left everything, you see, and have followed this. So here's one man have left all, and here one man think he has all. But notice God didn't say to Peter, one thing thou lackest. Didn't say a thing. Now here's where we must begin to look at this thing and see some things. I got some questions for you. And I want you to listen at them. why prosperity is not working for me. I'm not talking about confession now. We're not talking about our seed in the scripture. I want you to hear this question. Why prosperity is not working for me like I see it's supposed to be working?
Yeah, right, right.
And I didn't see it last year. I've been seeing it for years. But yet, it seemed like I can't get there. I remember we were traveling to Atlanta, Georgia, and we got lost. And we were looking for Peace Street. But every street we got to was Peace Street. And we saw the hotel we were trying to get to. You could see it. But couldn't get the right street to get to it. And that seemed what happened sometime in the body of Christ. Yeah. We've come from ignorance that God do want us to have it, but yet the manifestation is on another street. We got to get on that street, man. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We've been so long without it, thinking that we were spiritual because we were broke, or spiritual because we didn't want much. But it does not come in alignment with the Bible.
Right. Yes, sir.
You know. So why prosperity is not working for me? That's a searching question. I want you, and when I say prosperity is not working for me, I'm talking about having more than enough. I'm talking about being out of debt. I'm talking about never have to pray about money situation. I'm talking about, you're going to like this. I'm talking about being free of need consciousness. Don't have a need. Don't have a, when it comes down to money, got to deal with something else. But when it comes down to money, I don't have a worry in the world. How many want some of that? How many have been trying to get there? All right, that's what this conference is all about, to get you there. Listen to this. I'm doing all I can to please God. I'm doing all I can to please God, but yet it doesn't seem like I'm there. Here's another statement he told me, says, I'm not perfect, but he know I love him. Now, a question coming up to me, and you can answer this question. Can God prosper me without me? So I'm doing all I can to please God. I'm not perfect, but he knows that I love him. While underneath this all, I still live a need-conscious life. Now, nobody gonna own this, but most people who go to church on Sunday morning go need-conscious. They need God to do something for them. Matter of fact, some of them, if they didn't need it, they wouldn't even be there. So most Christians are living a need-conscious life. I'm just dealing with it. I just got to deal with it. You understand me? Excuse me, I just got to deal with it. They have a need-conscious life. And you know, you may have your bills paid, all right? You may have your electric bill paid and all that paid, but if you don't have some type of overflow, you still got a need. You still got a need. You still got a need. Is there a revelation about prosperity that I don't know and I need to know? Is there a revelation? I mean, I've been pushing every prosperity button I know. Is there a revelation I need to know and I don't know? Because, I mean, it don't take God this long to do nothing. I've been teaching money coming for 27 years.
Yes, sir.
I ought to have a bunch of millionaires.
Yes, sir.
Because I put out enough revelation to make millionaires.
Yes,
so I want to know what in the world is holding the body of Christ back and why they can't get there, why we're not there. There's a master key to prosperity. There's a master key to maximize prosperity. Write that down. There's a master key to maximize prosperity. Because most of the people, you know, I'm a part of this church, and most of the people we're dealing with are good people. So they should have it. We should have it. You follow what I'm saying? Don't you believe that? We should have it. And so I'm believing that what God has given me is a master key. That's why I told people, try to be here, because once it's let out, it's, and you know God say complicated things simple. And so I'm going to leave you on the edge a while before I tell you what it is. Because one time when I was contemplating it and meditating it, the Lord told me, and I know people don't like to hold other people's hand, but he told me to tell them hold hand. So if one misses it, it'd come through the other one to them.
Wow.
That's how important it's gonna be when I say it.
Wow.
Yeah, it may not be revealed in you. But your sister or your brother, you know, we the church, the body of Christ, means we're sisters and brothers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And why that voice come up? Let the strong battle in front of the weak. Why that come up? But I want to make sure everybody get this, because once you get this, you step off into another realm of receiving from God.
Yeah. Wow.
Of another realm of receiving. Another realm of receiving from God. One man sad and grieved. The other one said, "Lo, we left all." And you know, then Jesus go to talk about the 100-fold returning that thing. He said, "No man left home, family, or, you know, he want 100% committed."
Yes, sir.
All right. How to live in massive production of prosperity. How to live in massive, I'll tell you when I tell you what I got to tell you. I'm not telling you now. How to live in massive production of prosperity. Now, you know, I have to do this. This is not a story I'm telling. This is a lifestyle that I'm living. You heard me, man? Yeah, it's not secondhand information from Peter. No, this is a reality. So I know it's real. I know it's possible. And I also know what it takes. And I also know you can't fake it. There's the prophetic flow of money coming, knocking at your door. It's a prophetic flow. It's a prophetic flow. Prophetic means it's already done. It already has been spoken by God, and it's knocking at your door. Behold, I stand at the door. If any man hear my voice, see? Open the door, I'll come in and sup with him. Well, the same thing here with his prosperity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Only the Holy Ghost can give you the divine insight of how to yield to this massive production of prosperity for kingdom purposes. Only the Holy Ghost can give you the divine insight. What I say, what kind of insight?
Divine
insight of how to yield to this massive production. You know, that's the word God gave us in 2017. Of property for, of prosperity for kingdom purposes. When you're reading the Bible, y'all gonna let me talk to you a little while tonight? When you read the Bible, one of the smartest things you can understand is the Bible is both negative and positive. And what happened for many years, preachers have preached the negative.
Yeah.
And left the positive out.
Yes, sir.
Prosperity is positive.
Yes, sir.
Prosperity is saying, I got more than enough.
Yes, sir.
Prosperity said, God did it.
God did it. Yes, sir.
Nobody can change this.
Right.
Nobody can take it from me.
Right.
Once God do something for you. Once you got a revelation and walk in it by faith, it start manifesting and demonstrating.
Yeah.
It can't be taken.
Yes,
you can't be stopped.
Yes, sir.
Political arena, no, I don't care who it is, they just can't stop you. You're moving to another government.
Yes, sir.
Now, thank you, Holy Ghost. God's prosperity is under a government and has a governor. Now, sometimes you buy a car, you know, the people know you're going to drive crazy, so they put something on there where you can't go no faster than 70 or 80.
Yes, sir.
You got a governor.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I was traveling with two fellas, and I got up to about 80 miles an hour. I looked back for them, they wasn't there, 80, 85. I looked back, they said, the governor done kick in. I can't go no faster. I won't buy nothing, tell me how fast to drive. Go back to Mark. Look at this verse again, because I'm going to ask a few questions here now. And I'll be a little slow tonight on purpose. Mark 10:22. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possession. So I asked the question, is having great possession wrong? What's wrong here then? Is having great procession wrong? All right, here's some scripture you read. Here's some scripture we read. Look, here's some scripture we read. I want to look at them. Let's see, Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 15. And he said to them, take heed and be aware of covetousness. Now, he didn't say covenant.
Yeah, right, right.
I say he didn't say covenant.
Right, right. 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 Come on.
Covenant produces the same thing that covetousness produces. And more. But covenant has God's hand on it. That young man, that was covetousness. God was trying to get him to cut covenant. But he couldn't cut covenant for covetousness. And as long as you have covetousness in your life, your covenant will not function properly. What do you have that you're holding back from God? What part of your life God can't address? What you do that God can't be a part of? I know you don't watch pornography. You know, I'm just trying to throw a few things out. I know none of y'all are doing it, but I just throwing a few things out. In case you think I'm trying to find out what I'm talking about. And he said, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man. Now watch this. What did he say? Watch what did he say here? For a man, life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possesses.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now you can read that wrong.
Right.
He didn't say a man don't supposed to possess nothing. But he said a man's life consists not in what he possesses. Then you have Jesus asking the question. There's another question here. What it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? That's a question. Wait. Look at it. Mark 8. All this has to be in play for me to tell you what I got to tell you. Mark 8. Hallelujah. Verse 36. What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Yes, sir.
God said, I didn't lose, you lost it yourself.
Yeah.
Your neighbor didn't lose it, you lost it. Yeah. All right, now. Then we go to 3 John. Hallelujah. 3 John. Let me be a teacher tonight. 3 John. I want to look at it. And then very familiar voice now, verse 2. Now, I want you to think about all the verses you read. It's what it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his what?
Soul.
Now, here you tell us God cannot trust you with prosperity if your soul is not trained. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. But then he says, even as thy soul prospereth. So it's important that we renew our mind.
Right. Yes, sir.
That we can know what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God before we get plenty of money.
Yes, sir.
I said, before we get plenty of money.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you can have a little check and some overtime.
Yeah.
You still don't have no money.
Right.
But I'm talking about you get plenty of money.
Yeah.
Lump sum.
Yes,
get tied come.
Yes,
I'll count it next month.
Yeah.
You don't have to count this month, you know, because you ain't got no bill.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Right, sir. We talk about real prosperity.
Yes,
all right. All right. But just follow me a few minutes here. Psalm 35. Thank you, Lord. Verse 27. I've been preaching this verse these last 20 years. Look what it says. Let them shout. Come on, read with me. You haven't been doing nothing. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. Now, wait a minute. I'm a child of God. I'm in the family of God.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
And here it says, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant.
Yes.
What's wrong here? If God have pleasure in my prosperity, and I got scriptures about prosperity, and I confess about prosperity, I sow my seed about prosperity, I pay my tithes about prosperity, where is my prosperity? Why am I not walking in it? Why I don't have it full blast? Say, God have pledge in it. You know, I know what you said. I sure would like to give him his pleasure. This boy, organ the case, he's a young boy. He's organ the case in the scripture with a matured man. There's a young man arguing with Job. But they came up with some revelation, but yet there was accusation along with the revelation on Job. But some things that were said that I think we need to see. Turn to Job 36. We just used the whole Bible tonight. Glory to God. Job 36. This young boy arguing. But every now and then a young rookie stumble up on something. You know. The 11th verse says, and I'm not going to, just because this boy actually making a wrong accusation, I can't let this verse go.
Yes, sir.
Look at this 11th verse.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to let this go. I'm just going to use my expertise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And my spiritual growth to receive it properly.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. If they obey and serve him,
right.
How many of y'all to the best of your ability obeying him?
Yes, sir.
And serve. I know sometimes we miss it. You understand about that. But really, actually, you really love God. Let me see your hand up in here. How many of y'all in a good church and you're under your pastor and you're serving God? I think a whole, just about the whole crowd. All right. Listen. Say, if they obey and serve him. All right. They shall spend their days. Not months. Not the first of the month. Their days in prosperity. Not when tax return come. Their days in prosperity. And their years in pleasure. That's twice if you use pleasure, you see. See, that's a Hebrew 11:6 verse. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He had come to God, must believe that he is, and that he's the rewarder of them that didn't seek him. It's a pleasure for your faith to receive what God's word says. It's a pleasure to God. To him. God bragged on prosperity. He bragged on Abraham. He bragged on Solomon. He bragged on Isaac. He bragged on Job. Because they received it. Even Esther got in on the game. Broke one day and the queen the next day. This might be your day. He can do it, you know. Huh? My. Then you have Isaiah 1:19 saying almost the same thing. If you're willing and obedient, you should eat the good of the land. I ran through some scriptures here. And I wrote another question. Why am I always looking for a break and never break out? And then that's write all these scriptures down. Matthew 6:33, Isaiah 1:19, Job 36:11, John 15:7, Psalm 35:27. I just said all of them. Jeremiah 33:9. All those verses has to do with what I'm going to say something about.
All right.
Matthew 6:33, Isaiah 1:19, Job 36:11. All of them got a terrific ending. Yeah, all of them, Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Look at the terrific ending. Uh-huh. And all these things should be added to you.
Right.
Why all the things? Come on, why all the things? You don't stop no check from walking. It's $1,000 check. And all these things will be added to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added to you.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Then he goes on to say, if you abide in me, John 15:7, my word abide in you. What'd he say? Ask what you will. That's prosperity. Then he said in Isaiah 1:19, if you're willing and obedient, what'd he say? That's prosperity. Job 36:11 the same way. If you obey and serve him, you shall spend your days and your years in pleasure.
That's prosperity.
We know that. And so many of us are seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Isn't that right? So many of us are doing these vices. But why are these vices not doing us? It must be something else we need to know. My, my. Can I dig a little more? I'll skip over what I won't tell you. I ain't writing notes in my private time. I wrote this. I want to give you a hidden secret of all prosperity. Turn to Jeremiah 29:11. Prosperity, listen to me now, is the plan of God for you. Can I get some preachers to give me an amen on that? It's God's plan. Prosperity is for his children. It's God's plan. Then Jeremiah, the NIV really said, you know, that you should prosper. Then you just read Isaiah 1:19, Job 36:11. You should know those verses. I wrote, man must partnership with God in his soul. Once the Father's will and your faith come into harmony, there's no power that can prevent prosperity from manifesting in your life. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? How many of y'all agree with God that his prosperity is for you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, what a night we should have it. Want your question? Why have prosperity been delayed so long? Now, almost ready to take your whole hand. Man, this thing. Oh, my. The Word of God, that's a $500 check. The Word of God is a mirror. You have a natural mirror you look at, but this, the word of God is a spiritual mirror.
Yes, sir.
And so when you look in the Word of God, you're not looking on the outside, you're looking on the inside.
Yeah.
Right? James talks about that.
Right. Yes,
looking in the mirror of the Word. And then you then, well, let's go there, because we need to go there. Go to James 1. Because if you're going to have prosperity, you can't forget who you are. You can't forget. You can't forget. Once you see it, you can't forget it. My. He says in James 1, he says in verse 24, I don't have time to read it all. For he beholdeth himself and goes his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But then in verse 25, we're talking about looking in this spiritual mirror now. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he's being not a forgetful hero, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Never forget you're supposed to have prosperity. You ready now? Why have my prosperity been delayed so long? You must look prosperity in the mirror of prosperity and see that you are God's. Here's what the Holy Ghost told me to tell you. until you recognize that you are God's prosperity. You are God's harvest.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. Give me my prosperity, and I'll give you yours. Give me my harvest. You my harvest. You the capstone of my creation. You the only one I saved. I didn't save a giraffe or an elephant. You the only one I really have fellowship with. Until you find out you are prosperity. Listen, every good Christian know this. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Your life is God's prosperity. Your life is God's harvest. And once you recognize that, the prosperity that God promised you financially is going to connect with you. But God said, give me my prosperity. That rich young ruler didn't want to give God his prosperity. God wasn't asking for the money. He was asking for the man. And when the man asks for the money and don't ask for God, God recognized that. See, just like you want a harvest, God want his harvest.
Yeah, yeah.
You want prosperity, God want his prosperity. You see it? You see, when he told me, he said, tell them I say, I never read this nowhere in a book. Tell them I say they are my prosperity. Give me my prosperity, and I'll give them theirs. They are my harvest. The only harvest, God said, the only harvest I got is you. The only prosperity I have is you. So you see, Kondaleshaya. So you see, I cannot give you financial prosperity until you understand you are my prosperity. You see, by knowing that you are my prosperity, no other prosperity is going to affect our relationship.
Wow.
But if I give you that other prosperity without you knowing you are my prosperity, it's going to affect our relationship. So I have to hold it back till you hear a revelation like this.
Yes,
so say it. God, I am
your prosperity.
And live up to that. Submit to him. The young man wasn't his prosperity. He wanted prosperity, but he wasn't God's prosperity. God sold. The most magnificent seed that ever been sown. God reached in his possession and gave his best seed. Jesus was God's best seed. He sowed him. He sowed him for a harvest. He sold him for prosperity.
Yes,
Jesus was a prosperity seed.
Yes,
sown by the Father.
Yeah.
That he can have a harvest.
Yes, sir.
until you recognize, my sister and brother, that's what the Lord said, until you recognize that you are God's prosperity. Give me my prosperity. And I'll give you yours. Now, not be knowing this, you listening?
Yes, sir.
That's what I did.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I don't just sow seed.
Yeah.
I sow myself.
Yeah.
Let thy will be done.
Yes, sir.
You have to be able to walk away from whomever God tell you walk away from.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how tight you are.
Yes,
when God say walk away from them, turn and walk away from them. So now it's impossible for you not to prosper. Because God made you prosperity when he took you in the family. So prosperity will recognize prosperity.
Yeah. 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 Yes,
that's what he said. That's what he said. That's thou knowledge. Yeah, what he said. You must look properly in the mirror of prosperity and see that you are God's prosperity. God's word is the marrow of prosperity. Then he says, once you recognize you are God's prosperity and give him his prosperity, he then will give you your prosperity. Why should you be void of prosperity if you are prosperity? How many of y'all getting that, boy? Say it, I am prosperity.
I am God's prosperity.
Now, hold on. Are you understanding me? What the Lord, what the Holy Ghost saying? Yeah, the Holy Ghost saying that God sows seeds. And he expects a harvest.
Yes, sir.
God is saying, you are my prosperity. Don't you know you're the most precious thing in God's eye? Huh? He made you last. You're the capstone of his creation. See, you got a relationship with him and a fellowship with him. Why shouldn't he prosper you? He's your father.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes,
I'm almost through.
Yes,
because that's the revelation for tonight.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Change everything.
Now, you may have heard this. I never heard it before.
Please.
He told me himself, tell them they are my prosperity. And if they don't give me my prosperity, I can't, I'm going to say it another way now, I can't give them my prosperity. See, you're the prosperity, but I can't give you that other prosperity unless you recognize you are my prosperity. How many got it? How many got it? I'm God's prosperity. See, I'm God's harvest.
I'm God's harvest.
He sowed a seed, man.
He sowed a seed.
And so we can't receive the prosperity of God unless we know we are the prosperity of God.
Yeah.
And that. We carry ourselves in a certain way.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Satan can't play hopscotch with us. We know what the sword of the Spirit will do to him if we use it properly. So you don't have to hustle to prosper when you know your prosperity. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Just a few more minutes. Psalm 24:1. I told you. Now, the effect of this have really not fully hit you yet. It's playtime in the kingdom. It's time for God to show himself strong through his own children. Y'all ready for this? You've been yielding. You've been kneeling. You've been praying. You've been praising him. You've been sowing. Right? Now, up! Not only is this revelation being put out, but an impartation. Yes. An impartation is coming off on you now. Not only by revelation, but by experience. I'm living prosperity. Every day. He did it. Because I found out it was mine. And nobody could keep it from me. And I gave myself to him. Once he got his prosperity, he knew he could trust me. I wouldn't be like the rich young ruler. When he told me to buy that girl a car, I bought a car. When he told me to get that family a house, I got him a house. More than one time. You can't be fumbling about who you're going to do it for. And I don't know them too good. You can't be fumbling. If God give you their name, you got to do it. Notice this. We've read this verse before, but now we're reading it. We're telling it so now, my son. And we're reading it on the basis of what God revealed to us. The earth is the Lord's. What? The earth? Wait a minute. Hold up. The earth is the Lord. Everything here belongs to God. So I belong to God. So what belongs to God belongs to me. The earth. You know, got a lot of people running around here think they're in charge, but they're not in charge. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world. And see, when you and I surrender to God, we connected with everything in the earth. The fullness thereof. Say it, the fullness thereof belong to me. You see it? All right, wait a minute. Give me a minute. Turn back to Jam. We got to deal with this because I know the game he play. Hallelujah. I don't care what you think. This is truth. I don't care how deep you think you are, how much money you have. I don't care how deep you think you are. The proof in the pudding is the eating. Yeah. I've been eating the pudding. Yeah. Listen to me. I'm gonna tell you something. Listen to me. God wasn't satisfied until I built the biggest house in town.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God wasn't satisfied till I drive the biggest car in town. God, not Leroy, God wasn't satisfied. God wasn't satisfied till I fly the biggest plane in the ministry. He wasn't satisfied. Instead of me kept vexing God, God kept vexing me. Make a move, boy. Make a move. I'm a handy. I got your back. Make a move. Show me strong in those realms. Don't be afraid. This young preacher here got a large ministry. The Lord put it in my heart that the jet I had was for him. I called him. He started crawfishing. He's a bishop, you know. He said, well, no. And then I was sitting in my gazebo. And I said, I prayed a while, and the Lord gave me a word. I called him back. I said, it's your jet. He ain't regretful. His wife happy. But he just leaped. Ha, ha, ha. A black man going to let another black man fly out in a jet. And sign no paper, no money, nothing. Just go on, man. I'll talk with you later. There he is. He tell you. Him and the fan. I waved at him. Took pictures. Go ahead, man. Because I heard from God. I wasn't trying to make no money. I'm trying to hear from God. Man asked me, say, do he know what he have? I said, yeah, he know. He's flying in it. Why many are double-minded about prosperity? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Is it in James? Let me tell you what's in James. Why they double-minded? Lack of wisdom and lack of faith. You have to have wisdom and faith to walk in what God wants you to have as $1,000. Lack of wisdom, lack of faith, and let's add the rest, lack of teaching.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Lack of spiritual intelligence. Yeah. You know what the opposite of spiritual intelligence, right? Spiritual ignorance. We all been there.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to tell you right now, all of us from this pulpit on down, everybody in here ignorant of something.
Yes, sir.
But I just don't try to hide my ignorance. I try to help it.
Yes, sir.
come out of it.
Come on.
So now I want you to cherish that. I want you to hold on to that. That God said to tell my people that they are my prosperity. Give me my prosperity. See, that rich young ruler didn't do it. Why? Why he didn't do it? Why he didn't do it? Why the rich young ruler didn't do it? Why he didn't do it? Why the rich young ruler didn't do what God told him to do? Huh? Covering it. All right, give me another answer. Why he didn't do it? He did not know he was God's prosperity. So he got stuck on the other prosperity. And that's what God can't afford.
Yeah.
Could you handle two Rolls Royces?
Yeah.
Could you handle a house almost 30,000 square feet?
Yeah.
I just added some, put an outside fireplace there.
Yes, sir.
Could you handle it? Could you handle it? You look at one setup, you say, ooh, that's nice, I want to get it. And then God, and he kept blanking out. Because I was going to build, I saw a neighbor down the street had a fireplace and had a nice little place. You go outside, you know. And God, it kept blanking out on me.
Yes,
kept blanking out. You know why? I went to Florida and stayed in a house, and I saw what I was about to build was going to embarrass God. So now, the little house I was looking at, real nice, nice for my neighbor. Real nice. But the thing I built is 6 times bigger than that. Yeah, you see, God delays small thinking. when you arrive to a certain level. God make you blank out. You think small, God blank you out. Our God is an extravagant God. Don't let nobody else tell you no different. I got to close, man. Go back to the running your rule. Let's read it one more time. And I'll close. Hallelujah.
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 Psalm 24:1. Make a note with that on Psalm 24:1. This is what I have in my note. May the Holy Spirit reveal to you the whole, W-H-O-L-E, of this prosperous truth. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it. The wholeness of this prosperous truth. And you must never be double-minded, because you're going to hear a lot of people talk about you shouldn't have this, you shouldn't have that. You know, just keep looking in the mirror. See, looking in the mirror of God's word and seeing the mystery of prosperity. You know, oh my God. How many got it? See, now, what I learned, ladies and gentlemen, no, sisters and brothers. What I've learned is in the ministry is it doesn't really have, revelation doesn't really have to be emotional. And nobody don't have to be doing no cartwheels for a revelation. You know, sometimes we try to make people. No. And some, most of the time, revelation is so heavy that a person says, You see, you go down, it's heavy. It go down in you.
Yes, sir.
Because whether you know it or not, look at me. You have been placed in another position. This night. Let's say something.
Hey.
I'm the prosperity of God.
Prosperity
lives
on the inside of me.
Prosperity
is coming
on the outside of me.
All around me.
Around my home.
Around my car.
Around my business.
Around my church.
Everywhere I go.
Prosperity
is rising up in me,
rising around me.
I must walk in it. Lift your hand and praise God. Lift your hand and praise God. Lift your hand and praise God. Glory, 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 glory. I received all. Glory, glory. That's a $1,000 check. Glory, 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 glory. That's a $300 check. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Come on. Glory, glory, glory. Now here it is. I'm hearing this. You're no longer a stranger to prosperity. You've come to realize what you're looking for is who you are. Prosperity has locked itself to you tonight. Matter of fact, I want to call you tonight a prosperity magnet. Because from this night forward, you will magnetize prosperity everywhere you go. Somebody won't give you something. Somebody won't do something for you. They don't know why they won't do it for you. But there's an anointing on your life magnetizing, because your prosperity attracting prosperity. Good God Almighty. Raise your hand and give God glory. He might say something else. Raise your hand. He might say something else. Praise. So from this night forward, you are a prosperity magnet walking in prosperity all the time. And you will attract prosperity to you. Money cometh to you now. It's so easy. I'll never be broke another day in my life.
I'm a money magnet.
You know what? You don't want to miss in the morning. I usually don't do this. I usually don't say nothing about, you know, you don't want to miss and all that, but you don't want to do it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Just like tonight.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know if you have no cotton seed no more. I don't know if you had any, do you have any idea to the reality of the fullness of what the Lord have said to you tonight? He said, you are my prosperity. Give me my prosperity, and I'll see to it that you have all other prosperity. I said it a little different that time. In other words, you God's wealth. You are, for God, you are his abundance. See, as a believer, you are God's harvest. God, oh what? God can't have no prosperity without you. The rest of that stuff don't prosper God. You're the only thing that can prosper God. You're the only one he died for. You ever heard of an elephant believing getting born again?
No, sir.
Elephant.
No.
Giraffe.
No.
See, you the chosen one.
Yes, yes.
I'm trying to close, man, but you gotta substantiate what you heard tonight.
Yes,
and don't be so deep and come out and go peeping at the other stuff.
Yes.
You have to recognize what God said to you tonight.
Yes.
I think it's a sure word.
Yes.
You my prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Don't let the Satan, nobody else tell you no different. And you can have what you want. You can be who you want to be. You can do what you want to do. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Reverence for God.